There is no chance I'm finishing this Rocky movie. Okay, what's up with the transitions? What's up with all the music? What's up with all... I'm not finishing this Rocky movie, okay? Don't blame me. I already know what happens. This dude's gonna win. He's gonna do his thing. This character that's unlike no other that I've come across is born to be a champion, even though he seems to be the furthest thing from it. This being said, I got a problem. I suffer from major ADHD. I never diagnosed with it, but I can feel it because the annoyance that fills up within me when watching this movie and experiencing the transitions, the music, the crossfades. I'm being an asshole, I know. But I don't have the skill set nor the patience to understand why this movie was deemed so great. I think going into it, I felt as if I would walk into something that was more than just heroism at its finest. American heroism. Okay, that was another episode of Expensive Popcorn, the show on the network where we talk about movies and my experiences with partial run-throughs of some movies. Eventually I get through it, and you're following me on this journey. I will say, outside of all my quote-unquote hate for Rocky, once again, the character itself is pretty magnificent, okay? Sylvester Stallone. That dude is very talented, and I found out during my viewing, based on the credits, that he actually wrote this movie as well, and I didn't know if it was at first something that was under his brand, under his umbrella, but no, it was actually from his hands, and that makes me more intrigued to possibly finish it, because I got confirmation that, again, it was just him who did it. I gotta watch this movie, right? It's fucking Rocky. I'm being a hater. You know what? One last thing that makes this movie more watchable now that I talk about it is the fact that it gives me this feeling that having a time machine would, again, be the most amazing gift of all time. Most amazing invention of all time. And nothing would beat it. And I know nothing is better than the present, ironically. But it would be so cool if you could just go back in time and walk the streets in certain eras, in certain cities. And this movie does a great job at kind of giving you that fucking desire. Maybe, just maybe, I'll finish it. And maybe, just maybe, I'll talk about it on a future tomorrow. Because you know the deal, on the network, all week with Kyle Bowen, we give you new episodes every tomorrow. We also give you that show about music, yes, 22/7, exclusively only on Spotify. And that show is so important because it's about the playlist. Outside of just being about music, it's about my fucking playlist. I think Questlove has this really famous playlist curation system that he has set up within his musical community. I think mine is better. Why do I say that? Because, but all that being said, let me get out of your way. I'll put everything in the link in the bio. Have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. We don't know when you're listening to this, but we appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.